That's a great sound of Chilli Willy and the Red Hot Peppers and Desert Island Woman off of a compilation called I'll Be Home, which you probably can't get anymore. And it was off their album Bongos Over Balham, if memory serves. I'm here with five of the World of the Unknown. Are you all right, people?
How you doing?
Hi.
A whole studio full. So we have... and very exciting. Very this is very exciting for me. Don't be excited now. Very excited for me. For the first time ever, a theremin in the studio.
Yes.
It's like a mini theremin. It's like it looks like a food mixer.
It's an egg whisk theremin. It's an invention of my own.
Really? Did you invent it?
No, I didn't. I nicked it off the internet.
Oh, right. Oh, well, you could pretend you invented it.
Yeah.
And that's the... so we've got Matt.
Tom.
Tom.
Chris.
Sam.
Liz.
And Liz. Okay, you remember those names. And I'm Margie, standing in the shadows, 11 All FM 96.9. Shall we crack up with a tune then?
Yes. Yeah.
Just thought of starting the set with a song called Weekend.
Yeah, okay. Let's have it. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brilliant, great stuff. The Weekend, no, not The Weekend. He's having that Mr. Fuff. The World of the Unknown with Weekend. And what was this that you gave me to play here?
We gave you some pistachios for.
Pistachios.
Styling.
Oh, I feel like I'm in the
good
band.
Good effort, though.
Yeah, well, good effort. You can say better than that.
No, very just, good, very good.
Thank you, thank you.
You've obviously got a professional shaker in you.
Well, yeah. I have. Well, you know, I do my bit. Mrs. Junior Card and all that. La Femme sur la Plage, the Lass on the Beach.
Does that
translate?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know a bit of French. you've changed your name.
Well, we've had to, because we've recently registered with PPL and PRS, and we found out that unfortunately there was another band called The Unknown in America. Oh. So for legal reasons, we've had to sort of tweak it a bit.
I prefer the new name, though.
Yeah. I prefer it as well. I'll tell you what, I think there's a fella from a soap, because Caroline, regular listener and presenter, good morning, Caroline, actually texted me ages ago. To say that there was some soap star from EastEnders, I think, right. Talking on the radio about his band, The Unknown.
Oh,
and
right.
She thought it was the same Unknown.
See what I mean?
Okay. So he's in trouble as well.
Actually, yeah, I am out of EastEnders.
Oh, are you? Oh, right.
I thought it's been... sex change.
It's common as muck, that name, really, isn't it? There's loads of them.
Yeah.
No.
It was so obvious. Whereas World of The Unknown... That's going to ring a bell.
It's like our world, our universe. Welcome to our world.
Shall we have another tune?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make more of an effort with the theremin this time. It was a bit limp, that.
Yeah, it was no good. Oh, I love a theremin. Right. God's own instrument. Right, what should we have now?
We're going to do Girl in Motion.
Brilliant. Yeah, how's it go? Mm.
You start.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I don't want that echo one. Oh, sorry about that.
Heading for a
sci-fi tasty, great stuff. Girl in Motion from The World of the Unknown. Brilliant. That's terrific.
Thanks,
Bob.
I'm going to. You enjoyed it so much, you'll come and see us on the 28th of February at the Mint Lounge on Oldham Street.
Of course I will. But what we're going to do, we're going to play some music, have a cup of tea, then play one of your records, and we can come on and do a big conversation about all that.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Yeah, no. Well, that's I was a bit disturbed then because you took the shakers off me and played them yourself, Chris. There, the. And whoever's ringing, I'm talking. I can't be answering the phone when I'm talking. You listen to All FM 96.9. We'll have a chat in about 20 minutes or so with the World of the Unknown once they've had themselves a brew and all that. And next week's guest is from Brooklyn, Peg Simone. Let's have a listen to her, shall we? Peg Simone from Brooklyn there with In the Park from a mini CD of hers called If When. And Peg Simone will be on the show next week ahead of her show at Night and Day Cafe, where she's playing with Little Nemo, who were on last week, Bone Box, and Nancy Cunliffe, and Danny Soul. You see, it's all coming from memory, this, you know. I have the memory of someone with a big memory. An elephant, that's the fella. Or maybe an elephant who's very, very tired. So Peg Simone, who actually listens to the show over in Brooklyn. And I would like to say to you, Peg, if you are listening, go to bed. It's about, 5 o'clock in the morning or something? 5:25. Oh, you'll make yourself poorly. I'm Moggy, standing in the shadows of labour. As you know, we were discussing last week about the fact that... at least 60% of the population of Brooklyn must be in bands. So I was talking to the president, the prime minister, what's he called? Not the president. He doesn't talk to me, I don't talk to him. The mayor of New York, Mr. David Letterman, and we're talking about Williamsburg in Brooklyn being twinned with Levengem, and I think it's going to happen. So in honour of that, here is Jack and Jeffrey Lewis.
Today I went to Major Math to remaster my old album, and on the L train in the morning I was pretty sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williamsburgers of his kingdom, and like the burghers of Calais, will a sacrifice be demanded to offer up our dreams and beg for mercy empty-handed? And hapless in our hipness, crowded 5-2 in apartment, relegate our dreams to hobbies and deny our disappointment, 'cause the Stones in 65 want total satisfaction, kid. But the Stones in 69 see grace in just getting what you need. But if that's a victory, then I'd hate to see what I'd look like defeated, 'cause I know there are those who walk among us who seem to get their dreams unimpeded. Like today when I went to Major Math to remaster my old album, on the L train in the morning I was really sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williamsburgers of his kingdom, you might say, now there's a guy who seems to have the world laid out before him. Or you might say he's just a rich kid, or a fascist, or a charlatan. But either way you say it, if you look at indie rock culture, you really can't ignore him. Even if at first dismissive, after some listens, you'll enjoy him. I was thinking this on the L train, intent on bursting my own bubble. How long should an artist struggle before it isn't worth the hassle? And admit we aren't fit to be the ones inside the castle. This quest for greatness, or at least hipness, just a scam and too much trouble. But then what makes one human being worthy of an easy ride? Born to be a natural artist, you love or hate but can't deny. While us minions in our millions tumble into history's chasm, we might have a couple apps, but we're still wastes of protoplasm. Like today I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album, and on the L train in the morning I was really sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same big sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to see the strife here in the gutters of his kingdom, where us noble starving artists are striving hard to feed our egos. Our mothers like our music, and our friends come see our shows, and if our friends become successful, we'll consider them our foes. Go home to our four roommates after paying big bucks for rock star shows. What a nightmare, what a horror. I don't want no part of this, just get me off this crazy ride. I'm gonna puke. I'd rather kill myself. I'd rather just relax or not exist. But you say you want to do an email interview. Oh, what the heck, I can't resist. Hey, Mom, guess what? Today I did another magazine interview. Honey, that's great. You're really famous. Yeah, and I'm 27, too. I kind of thought I was going to grow up to do stuff that would benefit humanity. But it's getting harder to tell if this artist's life is even benefiting me. Because today I was going to waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album. And on the L train in the morning, I was totally sure I saw Will Oldham. He was wearing the same big rock star sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Since I was feeling in need of answers, I just went right up and asked him. I said, Will, buying Prince Palace, whatever, what do you think about it? Is it worth being an artist or an indie rock star? Are you better off without it? Because, you know, maybe the world would be better if we were all just uncreative drones. No dead childhood dreams to haunt us, a decent job, a decent home. And if we had some extra time, we could do real things to promote peace. Become scientists or history teachers or uncorrupt police at least. Come on, Will, you gotta tell me. I grabbed and shook him by the arm. The L train was leaving Bedford with 10,000 white 20-somethings crowded on. He opened his mouth to speak, but was lost in the rumbling of the wheels. We were thrown together in a corner, and I yelled, tell me, man, for real. You're living comfortably, I assume, even if you're not quite a household name. You've reached a pretty high level of success and critical acclaim. And the L train got to First Avenue, and a bunch of people piled out. I was staring into his sunglasses, and I was really freaking out. I was like, Steamboat Willie, Bonnie Prince of all this. You're like the king of a certain genre, but even you must want to quit. Like if you hear a record by Bob Dylan or Neil Young or whatever, you must start thinking, yeah, people like me, but I won't be that good ever. And I'm sure the thing is probably like Dylan himself too. Stayed up some nights wishing he was as good as Ginsberg or Camus, and he was like, dude, I'm such a fake, or I'm just a clown who entertains. And these fools who pay for my crap, they just have pathetic puny brains. And Camus probably wished he was Milton too, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So will you be straight with me now that it's just us on this train? Because I was gonna spend some time and money today to remaster some dumb old album, and I saw you here on the L train, and I was like, hey, is that Will Alden? He must at least have some perspective, because it's like living in this town. I get so confused and wound up and uptight, and I just don't know up and down. And then we reached the last stop, and the subway was deserted. There was a long moment of silence, and I let go of his shirt. I started to think that maybe I'd made some kind of big mistake. I tried to walk out onto the the platform, but by then it was too late. His sunglasses seemed to grow darker, and still he hadn't even spoke. He just came right up behind me and put his hands around my throat and threw me down onto the concrete and kicked my face in with his boot and dragged me down onto the train tracks and tied my hands back with his coat. And I was slipping out of consciousness as he... And he was punching me and humping me, and I slipped off into a dream. So it might have just been a delusion, but I thought I heard him say something like, "Our." And he clumped back up and ran away. So I lay there in the darkness on the train tracks, cold and broken. The hours passed, and I thought, well, maybe I won't remaster that old album. And then I started thinking, well, maybe it really wasn't even Will Oldman, even though he did hold my. Just like Will sings in a sucker's evening. But whether it was him or wasn't, I couldn't forget the words he'd spoken. Ours.
Hey, this is Jason Molina from the Magnolia Electric Co. You're listening to All FM 96.9. This is Mog standing in the shadows of life.
Sexist and stupid, it's a terrible analogy. But at that moment on the train tracks, it made a lot of sense to me. Maybe it's just some kind of natural balance, like two types of mental gender that's gone on in all societies in one form or another. Like some dicks were born to conquer, I probably would if I could. But if I'm just a that's okay, because in a few months maybe I'll put out something good.
Out over the rivers and on into there's someone waiting for me, with a smile and a flower in her hair. I'm going downtown where there's people. The loneliness hangs in the air, with no one there real waiting for me. No smile, no flower, nowhere.
Lovely stuff. Richard Hawley with a special acoustic version of the title track of his album, Cole's Corner, which he sent to us, because he's a fine fella like that. And I was talking to Richard Hawley to try and clear up the mess we had last week of working out whether Jarvis Cocker used to be babysat by Joe Cocker. I should rephrase that sentence, shouldn't I? Whether Joe Cocker used to babysit Jarvis Cocker. Richard Hawley said, no, it's a myth. He said, somebody's spreading that around, it's not true. I'll ring his mum if you want, but I don't really want to pester her. And then I found out from Paul that it was actually Jarvis Cocker's mum who said on the TV that Joe Cocker used to babysit. So the mystery deepens. It's mysterious, like the world of the unknown, who we'll be chatting to in a minute or four. Before Richard Hawley was Bonnie Prince Billionaire's Toto, from the Brave and the Bold album, and that's the track called Cravo e Canelia. And on a Bonnie Prince Billy tip, I think the expression is, that was Jack and Jeffrey Lewis kicked off that segment from the excellent City and Eastern Songs with the Williamsburg Will Oldham horror track, which was specially edited by me, because it's full of fruity language for any time of the day, let alone 10:39 on a Saturday morning. We'll have the World of the Unknown in a few minutes, but Jim Noir's playing on Monday at the Comedy Club. If you've not got tickets, go down there and try and get some, because it'll be grand. And talking about Jim Noir, we were going to try and do a special with him on Monday before the gig, but he can't do that, but he has said when the tour finishes, he shall come and do the show. Here's Jim Noir. Thank you. Great stuff. Jim Noir there with the Key of C's new single, which is out on Monday, which is the same day he plays the Comedy Store. And he's also doing an in-store at FOP on Brown Street. Is it FOP? It's, I'll turn these microphones up while I ask. But FOP the record shop, anyway, he's doing an in-store there at 5 p.m, which is why he can't do anything here at 4 p.m. It's not because he just didn't want to come in because he wanted to have a lie down or something. So we're joined once again by the World of the Unknown. How are we?
Hello.
Excellent. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was really good.
Nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking.
You were live, didn't it?
It was live, yeah. Live theremin. I want you to leave that theremin and the nutshells, because I might do a solo project after you've gone home.
Good.
Tom.
Yes.
Gig coming up.
Yeah, we've got we've been offered a residency at the Mint Lounge in town, mm-hmm. on Oldham Street. So our first gig is on the 28th of Feb. So I encourage everybody to come down and see us, because it's going to be a great gig. We're playing with a guy called Aaron Paul. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I've heard of him, yeah.
He's opening the night, so yeah, it's going to be really good.
Brilliant, excellent. And how much is it in?
I think it's £3. £3 in, yeah. It's reasonable.
That's £4 out.
next to nothing, £3. I think we can afford that. I should be down there myself. And that's every month, that...
Every month, yeah. Don't know when the one in March is going to be, but every month, yeah.
So. Right, well, if you keep listening to all of them, we shall mention when the March one is, when it happens. Have you been doing gigs? Anything else? Anything exciting?
We played in Oldham, didn't we? We played at the Castle in Oldham.
How was that?
It was exciting, yeah. I haven't been there since it got refurbished. It's beautiful now. But yeah, we had a good night, didn't we?
Full of kids.
Full of kids.
We were doing teenagers. It for the kids that
excellent.
Night.
Everybody else had young kids coming up and telling them how great they were, and I just had some spotty drummer give me cigarettes all night.
He loved you, didn't he?
Yeah, I think I pulled.
Well, you got free cigarettes, you know, you can't be moaning.
Well, yeah.
Drummers are never happy. How do you know when there's a drummer on a plane?
Don't know.
Because when the engine stops, the whining doesn't.
Hey, I've never heard that one.
Oh, sorry, mate. All FM 96.9. We're going to have to crack on in a minute, sir. But record, you're always giving me stuff you've recorded. How much of it is out there and how much of it is just in my pocket?
Not much is out there, unfortunately, because we don't have a proper record deal. So if there's anybody out there who wants to put our music out, then...
Well, it's kind of out there. We're releasing stuff on viral music, don't we, Tom?
It's on the internet, isn't it?
You download it. It's on the old interweb.
Yeah.
It's only 99p.
It's only 99p.
Oh, that's now.
There's nine of them to download.
Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose we're on the internet, but as far as proper record deal with...
You want vinyl in your hand, don't you?
That's right. That's what I want.
Exactly. I want my nan to be able to buy me record at our price.
That's right.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Do we have a web address for viral music?
It's www.viral...
No, three W's,
thank you, man. viralmusic.co.uk.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
I shall see you on the 28th at the Mint Lounge, and you'll come back with you?
We should. Of course we do.
I think we should bring more people next time you come.
We'll try.
Later in the morning as well. I'm a bit tired.
Oh, sorry, can't do that. But you can go home and have a nap in 15 minutes. I'm Moggy, standing in the cellars of Lev on All FM 96.9. Let's have a listen to The World of the Unknown, should we? Yeah. This is a track called...
From Beyond.
From Beyond. Right, brilliant stuff. That's The World of the Unknown with From Beyond. From the Beyond, is it called? From Beyond, yeah, The World of the Unknown. And thanks to them for coming in and being brilliant, actually. That was really good. And go and check them out at the Mint Lounge. I'm Moggy, listening to her standing in the shadows of Level on FM 96.9. If you want to get in touch, you've got 10 minutes to ring 248-6767 or email mogallfm@yahoo.co.uk at any time. And you can request songs, you know, obviously within reason, you know. But request stuff and say hello, and also I can point you in the direction of the bulletin board for information, playlists and downloads and all sort of exciting stuff like that. But Sue got in touch and she wanted me to play some Mara, M-A-R-H, Mara. And I went, hang on a minute. Oi, keep it down out there, I'm on the radio here. Oh, that wasn't an invite to come in. It was Mara, M-A-R-A-H, as I was saying, and Sue wanted me to play some, and I'm like, I don't have any Mara. Never got any Mara, never heard of them. So she sent me some, and thank you very much, Sue. This is Mara, who I think are playing in town in within the next few months or so, and this is a track called Waltz Whitman Bridge.
$7 to my name, 16 cigarettes, and somehow I just ain't smoked yet. Two shoelaces and two shoes, I should toss them on a telephone wire as a monument to my blues. Get a coffee. It's gonna mean one less buck, but maybe six will bring me luck. Got a little shake I kept in the fridge. Gonna drink my bean and walk out and smoke it on the Walt Whitman Bridge. Far away from these winter streets.
Great, that, isn't it? That's Mara from the If You Didn't Laugh, You'd Cry album and a track called Walt Whitman Bridge. And thanks to Sue for sending me that. If anybody else wants to send me records, dig in, you know. And, of course, if you want any requests playing, get in touch. We've got about 5 minutes left, which gives us 30 seconds of Martha Wainwright, as promised.
Young love is blind. Suicide became the only solace that they would find. Faith and kind, found the families united in their grief for the children that they designed. Too late for the sweet soul, sister. Too late for the sweet soul, brother. Inside of the love for one another. It was too late for the star-crossed lovers. Too late for the sweet soul, sister. Too late for the sweet soul, brother. Inside.
too late for the star-crossed lovers.
They say the pride comes before a fall, but tell me with that love, why you so pride at all? The fact is, many, many years, many lives, many tears have passed in the history since then, so it appears the world is full of star-crossed lovers, star-crossed sisters, and star-crossed brothers, of every shape and size and every color combination. The only common enemy is still communication.
Too late for the sweet soul brother.
That's Martha Wainwright and Propeller Heads with their Star-Crossed Lovers, which we shall play more of next week, but we've got to crack on before the mid-morning people come in. Gigs coming up, and as I told you, on Tuesday, I think it is. Well, let's work through. Monday, we've got Jim Noir at the Comedy Store, and I'm trying to read this here very quickly. I don't know the date. It's 22nd, which I think is Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday we've got Stoney at Night and Day, Beth Orton at Manchester Academy, well worth seeing, and James Blunt at the Apollo, which I don't think we'll be going to. And the next day, whatever day, that is Thursday, this lot are playing Night and Day, the boy least likely to.
To the solar system, all the stars are fixed up in the sky. I just want to sparkle for a moment before
the boy least likely to be gentle with me, and I'll do be gentle with me, and I'll play all of that next week as well. And go and see a gig this week. Check out all the usual places. I can't tell you everything that's happening, but check your listings. Go and see a gig. Buy some records. Have a good time. Thanks for joining me. Very, very big thanks to the World of the Unknown for coming in and making a right good racket. You've been standing in the shadows 11 all FM 96.9. I'm Mog. See you next week for Peg Simone. And tomorrow night, the Mighty Bone Box are on Country Plus between 9 and 11 p.m. So tune into that. I've enjoyed myself today. It's been proper good. I'm Morg. I'm out of here. Here's Bill.
You've been fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed it. There is a point. Is there a point to all this? Let's find a point. The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we will kill those people.
Shut him up.
We have a lot invested in this ride.
Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now. to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.
In the 96.9
Anarchy on the airwaves every other Monday from 9 till 11 p.m. It's Manchester's radical radio show. Under the Pavement brings you news from indie media, what's ons from the networking newsletter, and an eclectic mix of music.
Baby, I'm an anarchist, you're as fine as ever. When my society sits down to dine.
George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy.
Dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha.
Tune in every other Monday, 9 till 11 p.m. only on 96.9 All FM.
We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard.
If you're aged 15 to 25 and not sure where your head's at, YASP is here to help. YASP is a project aimed at young people experiencing stress. We can help with a variety of problems, including housing, benefits, money, health, education and the law. The project is based in an internet cafe setting, providing cheap, nutritious meals and free access to the internet. You can find us at 832 Stockport Road, Levensham. So if you're 15 to 25, come in and check us out. Or call us on 061 221 3054. Yes, helping you get your head together.
Since I joined the army, I've gained confidence, money, skills, and best of all, friends. I still have my friends at home, but now I've got mates from all over the world. With over 10,000 jobs on offer, world travel, professional qualifications, sport and adventure training, the Army offers a career like no other. To find a job to suit you, visit your local Army Careers Office at 29 to 31 Peter Street, Manchester, or find us in Yellow Pages. Army. Be the best.
If you like this, and you like doing this, then...
adjust your radio.
Tune in to... every Wednesday drive time, 5 till 7 on All FM 96.9.
This station rule the nation. All FM.
This is for you.
Vinyl Meltdown.
Alright, I'm Phil, one part of the world-famous Phil and Phil Breakfast Show. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show every Thursday and Friday morning. Phil, come and tell them why...
Where is he?
They cleaned the Orchem toilet, I couldn't believe it. Oh, I was in there before, sat on the throne. No, I was like, they've cleaned it here, I'm sure.
Being treated like royalty.
I know.
What next, eh? What next? We might even have a new bar of soap next week.
No, they've got one of them pump bottles.
Oh, wow. Guess where it reached in the charge? In the charge?
In the charge? Hey, you guys. That old Dutch.
Yeah, well, it reached number 2 in the charge.
Hey,
would you believe it? Number 2 in the charge. Every Thursday and Friday, 7 till 10, Phil and Phil on All FM. That's a little rhyme for you there.
All FM. All FM.
All FM.
Country Bluffs on All FM. On Sunday evening, 9 p.m. Graham, Graham.
The Northern Wire, Monday evenings, fortnightly, between 9 and 11 on All FM 96.9.
Playing a mixture of folk, jazz, blues, punk, charity shop finds, skrunk rock, screamo and modern composition.
All FM 96.9.
Morning, All FM 96.9. This is the wild and wacky mid-morning funster for another Saturday morning.
Woo. Oh yes,
I'm your host today, Mr. Ashman, in the flesh. Unfortunately, yes. I'm sat here with no clothes on, and Faye's having a wonderful time, and maybe.
Yeah, you should see him with no clothes on. Yes.
Oh, what a sight for sore eyes! 8 minutes past 11 is the time on the 18th of February 2005. And as I say, this is the Wild and Wacky Mid-Morning Funster. The only show to get transmitted.
Go on.
All over the place.
By a naked man.
By a naked man. Maeve the Rave.
Yes, dear.
Where is the old super vixen this
morning? Well, I would hope she's winging her way down the A34 at this moment. And if you are Faye, hurry up, girl.
Yes, you are going to be demoted to a rubber. I say rubber funster star.
Yeah.
Oh, what can you do? If you'd like to participate in the show, it's 0161-248-67674, our studio. Or you can actually text on 0797-903-8572. Lovely. Right, to kick off the show this morning, we've got a wonderful song by... who's this playing? I can't remember.
Angie Stone,
that's nice. She's a wonderful looking woman as well, isn't she?
Oh.
Beautiful, just
what,
like...
better than me?
Better than you.
Oh! Hush! It's terrible, that. You should always give compliments to a woman, especially one that sat in front of you with a hammer.
Oh, well, I'm gonna be kissing you later.
Oh, God help me, please.
In a dark, damp closet.
Same old story back again. She's not a lover, she's just a friend. What in the world?
96.9. This is the wild and wacky mid-morning funster for another Saturday morning. If you would like to participate in the show, it's 0161 248 6767 is the studio number you want to be dialing, or you can text on 0797 903 8572. Is that correct? I must say, Super Vixen has arrived in the studio. Super Vixen,
she's here.
Hello. Good morning, can you explain to the funsters why you are late this morning?
Yes, and this is a warning to any funster who's having trouble with their car key.
Yes.
I had a new car key cut.
Yeah.
As opposed to ordering it from the car manufacturer. And I put it in my car to try it out because I was very excited because it did the doors, because it's one of these central locking jobbies.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck it in the ignition. Couldn't get it out again.
I beg your pardon? You couldn't get it out of your hole?
So I had to ring Maeve the Rave, and I said, Maeve.
Hi.
Maeve. Running a bit late this morning.
Because I was out raving.
The car was out running, and I was not able to get the thing out of the hole, so...
Out the hole, I like the way you said,
pulling it out of the hole. I managed to turn the ignition off then, so the engine stopped running, but then the key wouldn't come out. And I thought, it's not a good idea to park the car and leave it with a key in the ignition.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't know, you'd make somebody very happy.
I probably would, maybe, but the state of my car, I don't think so.
Yes.
It's time for somebody to nick it.
Oh, yes.
Such a mess.
14 minutes past 11 is the time on a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. If you are thinking of staying in, don't.
It's
go
beautiful
out.
Outside.
Go out.
Go, put your radio on.
Put your radio on and listen to this madness for 2 hours. We're here till 1 o'clock, as you know, the Funster. The mid-morning Funster, sponsored by all sorts of people, unfortunately. If you'd like to participate in the show, it's 0161 248 6767 for the studio, or you can text on 0797 903 8572. We've got loads of things coming up. We've got a couple of good stories, actually. I've actually dug out the paper. Why don't you have a little woman, a little mum's joy that we'll be reading out, and a couple who actually eat a 50-year-old chicken bowl. Well, that's all to come in the show. 50-year-old chicken.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't got a book review for you today, not because I haven't got one, because I thought, as it's half term, I would just tell you what's going on in the libraries and what's going on with some fun stuff going on at Manchester Museum.
That's lovely. Maeve the Rave.
I'm just going to tell you what's going on with me.
Yeah, I like your style. I like your style.
She's been to see her dad this morning.
Hello, Daddy.
How is Papa?
Papa is fine.
Is Papa tuned in?
I'm sure he's tuned in
Hello, dear. I'm tuned out after being with you for the morning.
How dare you? Actually, my daughter drove me here as well today.
In a new car.
Oh, did it?
The one that we heard about the other day.
Yeah, that we heard about on the Madison, yes. And she drove...
Oh, that's right. Will you stop messing about here now?
Come on.
You've got to listen to the music in the back. Oh, you've knocked that one up.
Monster. She's everywhere. What do you want now? I'm listening to the Funster Show. Ha!
This is the wild and wacky mid-morning funster for another Saturday morning stroke afternoon. I'm glad that you can join us, because I was feeling a bit dicky this morning, funsters. I really was. I felt a bit stiff.
I'm really poorly.
My body was a bit stiff this morning, all over.
Oh, okay. He needs a massage.
All over, yes. Pussycat Dolls, feeling good. And Can You Set In, a classic from the... Is it the 80s or 70s, that one? Young Hearts Run Free. I think it's late 70s, early 80s, that one. 11:24 is the time, 18th of February 2006, and you are joined, or you are listening to, the number one station of its kind anywhere on the face of the planet, All FM 96.9, bringing you the mid-morning Ian Funston live.
Hey,
and
do you know today's the birthday of when they discovered
this?
Pluto.
Will you let me finish what I'm saying?
Just say
what's the matter with you?
Oh,
yeah, I mean, it's getting worse and worse, any show. Come on then, Super Vixen, demoted and rubber Funston star. Do
I've
that.
Said it.
And
hear
what you said.
Today is the day of the birthday. You said about being on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
The most diverse days in the whole world. Did you say that? Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
So I said today is the birthday of the day they discovered Pluto.
What? You mean the planet and not the cartoon?
Yeah, I was going to say that. The dog.
Planet. I will give you the exact date as soon as I whiz through my bits of paper.
Oh, here we go, here we go. We're in school. We're in school.
I'm still on a high from last night.
Miss,
I brought me homework in, but I've left it at home.
I went to a cracking concert last night. The African Soul Rebels at the Bridgewater Hall.
Yeah.
Amadou and Mariam, who were just to die for. Yeah. I mean, they were older people, but boy, could they
knock out. I mean, more mature, Faye.
Well, yes, all right, more mature. They've been
lovely.
Around a while.
Uh-huh.
They're sort of, the actual blurb says that the funky Malian duo, that's what they're called, are experiencing a rare form of vertigo with the dizzy success of their Mano Chao-produced CD album. And it's just the best-selling African record of all time. Just amazing. And then there was Suad Marcy, which I brought you today. I hope you're going to play a little bit of her. And this wonderful boy called Emmanuel Jal, who had a very disturbed sort of childhood. I'm just reading here. He's a Sudanese rap prodigy. The most enticing new prospect that Africa's hip-hop scene has opened up in a long time. He was rescued from the clutches of the Southern Sudanese rebel militia.
Whoa!
And he's soon to be the subject of a major Hollywood movie, directed by Tony and Ridley Scott. But after his dramatic past, and I asked him last night, because we did an interview about, you know, how people go to war and they have to have therapy and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
His therapy is his music, and he said he realised very quickly as he confronted enemy.
Yeah.
And some of them were nice, even when he was in captivity. He said, how could I hate somebody? It's falling off.
It's just my pen.
He just said, how could I hate everybody just for a few bad people?
That's correct,
yes. This is true. You
know, so what's the chances of getting this young fella on as a Funster dropping guest?
Well, he's travelling all over the place. They're going from Manchester to, I mean, it's Darth, Poole, then Leicester, then Brighton. I mean, it's a zigzag around the country. Basingstoke, Coventry, Edinburgh, London, Gateshead, Bristol and Liverpool. So maybe when they come back to Liverpool 4th of March... we might be able to do something, but I did get an interview with him, which if you're listening on Tuesday on the Caribbean Connection show, I'll run it then, but maybe I can ask him if we can repeat it next Saturday.
That's beautiful, that's all.
Lovely. Just, he inspired me in the sense that you don't have to go through this down place. You can be up and you can look forward and not have all the therapy.
That's beautiful.
I'm not saying that some people don't need it. I'm just saying that you just got to have a positive attitude.
I think we should give him a round of applause.
Yeah, definitely.
Just for being himself, yes.
He's just an inspiration, and he doesn't know how old he is, isn't that sad?
Oh, that's weird, though, isn't it? Yeah.
I think that's great, actually, not
like
to know how old you are.
I mean, he had beautiful skin.
Isn't it?
Black, ebony, glowing, but it just had this soft glowingness about it. He thinks he's about 26.
About 26.
He's younger.
So, Funsters, if you fancy you popping in onto the show as a Funster dropping guest, give us a call, 0161 248 6767. I've got my new secretary this morning waiting eagerly for your telephone call, or you can text on 0797 903 8572.
Is that the young girl in reception with the little miniskirt on?
Yes.
No, that's Moggy dressed to go for an interview. You mean the one with the hair next?
I hope your wife's not listening.
That's right, Moggy. You're listening to the Mid-Morning Funster. Coming live from the number one station of its kind anywhere on the face of our wonderful earth. All FM 96.9. This is Bill Withers, and it is actually a lovely, lovely day. 0161-248-6767 for the studio. 0797-903-8572 for the text.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
impossible to feel. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
My time.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I am feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me. But I haven't a clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for. An arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you when I do it to you.
FM 96.9.
I say, don't you know? You say you don't know.
96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9. 96.9.
I haven't received any tax credits for 6 months. Who can help?
I'm a lone dad, and I think I should get some child support money. Who can help?
I'm worried about contact between my ex-partner and my baby. Who can help?
Don't suffer in silence. Phone the Lone Parent Helpline on 0800 018 5026.
Get information and advice on lots of different lone parent problems, from benefits and money to parenting and child support.
Phone the Lone Parent Helpline on 0800 018 5026. Free from UK landlines, Orange, Virgin and Three Mobiles.
One Parent Families Manchester, making change happen. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be
alright. Let's talk about sex, baby. It's easy.
Allow yourself to say no.
Doggy style.
Pleasure.
No Johnny's, no sex.
Alright. Flavour, condom, most coloured.
You can have sex wherever you want it.
Hey.
Don't mix drink and sex together.
And just be safe.
The Gospel Show, bringing brightness to the community.
The Gospel Show, every Sunday morning from 8 till 10.
Playing the best gospel music from artists such as...
Newsboys.
Oh, as they all fall, like a million pieces. A ticket tape parade high, now you're free to fly.
Anthony Evans.
Osman Collins.
My future is brighter than seven Sunday mornings. Now that I'm walking in Jesus Christ.
Terry McCammon and many more.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Plus, great new features and interviews with special guests each week and much more. The Gospel Show, Sunday mornings from 8 till 10.
On 96.9 All FM.
This is James Blunt, and you're listening to All FM 96.9.
Yo, what's up, people? This is Miss Dynamite, and you're listening to All FM
96.9.
All FM.
Play something to lie. Try with time, know they like. Twister, you told a ride. Make you a celebrity.
You lie. No more talk.
You're listening to All FM.
Here we go! 96.9 All FM.
You better believe it, this is the number one station of its kind anywhere in Great Britain. All FM 96.9, bringing you the mid-morning funster live and exclusive, only on this fantastic station. Jenny and the Pacemakers, how do you do what you do?
I honestly thought that was already in the movie.
I wish I knew.
And Bill Withers, what a lovely day. It is a gorgeous day, isn't it?
It is a lovely day, and it's going to stay like that all day, dry and sunny.
I think we're just going to get a maximum of 8 degrees, which is 46 Fahrenheit
well,
for
as
you.
Well, as you know, I like it dry in the
morning. Well, it will be dry and sunny and bright.
Bright, yes. A lovely story, yes. Lovely, lovely story. A woman from California who is just 3 feet tall, she's wheelchair-bound and weighs under 2.5 stone, has given birth to her first child. Eloisa Vasquez, 38, suffers from type 3. Now, that is a fancy word. Osteogenesis imperfecta, a disorder that makes bones soft and brittle. Doctors delivered her son Timothy by cesarean section. He was just delivered 8 weeks early and weighed only 3 pounds, 7 ounces. But he has not got his mother's genetic condition.
Fantastic.
I think we should give her a round of applause.
Good for you, girl. Good
Come
for
on,
you.
Elisa.
Absolutely.
Bang out number two.
Give her a break, for goodness sake.
I think that's a lovely story. A lovely story. Now, listen, I was looking at something. You know how I like to bang on about my bits of trivia? Well, I was reading about depression and... there was a lovely, lovely sign that came up today from a website of odd signs. It's called English.
English?
Yes, people could have messing up the English language. And it said, depressed? Well, look on the bright side. Compared to desolate, hopeless and despair, depressed is cheerful.
That's all that about them, Matthew.
But they had all these different signs. There was one for a cheese, a new kind of cheese. It's called a cheese financier cake. Get this. We packed a flesh, delicious cheese into a cake. Please enjoy the delicious aroma spread over your mouth wherever you have the one.
Wherever you have the what?
Then they had all these different bubble gums from somewhere in, it looked like Chinese writing or Japanese or something, but they had the burning orange fireman bubble gum, which is supposed to titillate your taste buds and turn your tongue orange. The blue soda Aquaman bubble gum. The black, which is a high technical taste flavour. The bourbon gum sticks called Strong Punch.
Ooh, well that's tasty.
Slash chewing gum, which is supposed to shock your mouth, and brain gym chewing gum.
Brain gym.
I imagine that means you have to chew it for a long time.
Yes.
So, talking about chewing gum, apparently while you're cutting onions, it helps you to stop crying.
Oh no.
Honestly. Yeah, so if you chew chewing gum, you chew chewing gum when you're cutting onions and you won't cry.
But you'll bite your tongue and then you will cry.
I bite my tongue every time I chew gum.
I do. I never do it. Anyway, I've got a few birthdays today. There's Moira over in Ardwick.
Hello, Moira.
Who's having a birthday today with love from Robert. And there's Jackie up in Stretford, and she's having a birthday today. And that's a nice birthday. Big up to her. From James. And just going back a little bit, Yoko Ono Lennon's birthday you share today, you chaps. Sinead Cusack, Sybil Shepherd, Randy Crawford, whose original name was...
I don't know.
Veronica.
Veronica Crawford.
Yes.
Why?
John Travolta.
Oh, hey.
Good old John.
I forgot to tell the phonesters, we have got a bit of John on the show today.
Right.
I think he's coming next.
It's his birthday.
A bit of John.
Good old John.
He's 2 years older than me, actually.
Yeah.
Greta Scacchi. And do you remember Jack Palance?
Jack Palance.
He's died now. His original name is Vladimir Palhunik.
Well, you would have changed it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Starring Vladimir
And there are only 304 days until 2007.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All of FM 96.9. This is the Mid Morning Funster. Oh, yes.
Peace reigns, face shut up.
This is Blue Cantrell, I'm giving it all that.
Make me wanna scream, make me
Wonderful character, dear. That must be lovely, lovely little boy. I'd like to take him back his home to Mama. Mama, what do you think of Mr. B?
Well, I don't really know. What is he like?
Well, I think he's rather good as a stable boy.
It doesn't matter if you told me a lie. It doesn't matter, just keep changing your alibi. It doesn't matter, I don't care, as long as you leave me. I keep on walking down the same old street. I keep on seeing you with her where we used to meet. It doesn't matter anymore, as long as you leave me. As long as it's goodbye to Mr. Alibi. I'm tired of thinking that it's not only you and I. Goodbye, this is an alibi. A simple song I dedicate to a love that's died. To a love that died. You're always telling me I'm wrong when I'm right. You're always saying that it's my turn tomorrow night. Well, you can promise me the world as long as you leave me. As long as it's goodbye to Mr.
We'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Morning Funster coming live from the number one station of its kind anywhere on the planet. Maria Wilson, Mr. Alibi. And before that was Blue Cantrell, Make Me Wanna Scream. I bet she does. How am I making a scream? But that's a different story, Funsters.
Is he hot today?
Oh, I'm hot today, baby. You know, next week I'm going to get me P45 and they're going to say, get the hell out of the studio. 11:51 is the time on the 18th of February 2006. This is the Mid-Morning Funster and I'm Young Ashman. And I've not introduced the posse today. Well, you should know who the posse members are. I've only got two of them now. I had a band of like 12 of them.
I wonder why you've only got two under the child. Yeah. Poor boy.
We got a young supervision herself.
Yeah.
Faye Ray. Yeah. Who's actually been demoted today because she was late. She's back to a rubber funster star.
Excuse.
You're not demoting my mate. It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. Have we got younger Babe the Rave herself?
Yeah,
who
I'm
looks
raving.
Quite she's raving today.
I am absolutely
yes, a raving lunatic. I don't know about that.
Stick up for me, Faye. Come on, stick up for me.
I'm sticking up for you. My hand is up in the air.
If you'd like to participate in the show, it's 0161-248-67674 as the studio. Or you can text on 0797-9038-572. Or you can actually listen to us on the World Wide Web. On www.allfm.org, or you can actually email us at two emails. One is studio@allfm.org for the Mid-Morning Funster Show, or you can actually email us direct on the Mid-Morning Funster Show at hotmail.com. So there you go. That's your email address. Yes. Les and Beryl Layley celebrate their golden anniversary by tucking into a 50-year-old tin of chicken they were given on their wedding day. This is a cracking
tin
story.
Tin of chicken.
The former soldier was given the tin of Buxted chicken as part of a wedding gift hamper when they tied the knot with Beryl back in 1956.
That's the year I was born.
Well, it wasn't, was it?
And Mavis, I have to say, quickly, Addie.
Slap her quick, she's giving all your secrets.
I don't mind, I look good for my age.
Certainly do. It has remained in the kitchen's cupboard of the couple's home ever since. As Layley's marked 50 years of marriage this month, Les decided it was the right moment to take out the tin.
And get salmonella.
And eat its contents. So we cut the little chicken in half. And put one mouth.
A whole chicken in a tin.
Yeah, well, it's a little chicken in it. A little chicken in a tin.
No, you mean a poisson.
Is it a poisson you call it?
Poisson.
Poisson. Okay. And then he said to his missus, you put one in your mouth and I'll put one in mine and we'll meet in the middle.
I don't like the sound of that.
I'm going
to
be ill.
Oh, what a wonderful story. So, congratulations there, Les. And,
is that it? It doesn't tell you what happened afterwards. Like, they exactly. Okay.
We don't want to know. Move on, Faye.
A few more family events. Now, listen, it's been half term this last week. And it's half term next week.
It certainly is, yes.
So I've been getting a few nudges as to what people can do. The Manchester Museum are having some fab things. And most of these. All of these, bar two, are free, okay?
I like that.
So today, after the Funster Show, you can whiz down and go on a music trail, tour the museum with live musicians.
What?
And that's for children of all ages.
Why is that?
I just told you.
I know, I forgot.
Manchester Museum. Manchester Museum. If you need to know any information, 0161-275-2634. Mad about Madagascar. The museum trails, workshops and handling sessions inspired about the recent film. Did you see that? It was a brilliant film. So Monday...
About animals, is it?
Oh, it was lovely.
I've not seen that.
Had this lion who kept wanting to bite the bum of this giraffe.
Like you do.
Just let me wanting to bite your bum.
Stop it! Steady up.
Baby. Right, Monday the 20th to Friday the 24th of February, 1, 2 and 3 o'clock, crazy cartoon capers at Animal Cartoon Drawing Workshops. Now, that is a pound, but I still think it's worth it. Tuesday the 21st, Thursday the 23rd of February, 1 till 2, a close encounter with live Madagascan amphibians and reptiles.
Ooh.
Now, that's free. Mind they don't feed your children. The animals. Then there's Animal Crackers on Wednesday the 22nd of February, and this is all at the Manchester Museum. The phone number for information, 0161 275 2634.
One stop fun.
Which is based on Oxford Road, is that correct?
It's
a famous Manchester
Road.
Yeah, Manchester Museum. I've not been there for years, you know.
Well, listen on, because you've got Thunderbirds. Drama and Music Workshop, exploring how animals move and behave. That is free. Now, these are also, very interestingly enough, from age 5 plus. After Hours Pajama Party, 6 till 9 on Wednesday, and you're not invited.
Oh.
This is for 8 till 12. Oh. Tour the museum, meet curators, and bring your own pajamas.
I haven't got any pajamas.
I'll have to have a copy of that book after.
No, 8 till 12.
I've got a birthday suit. That's
beautiful. All of them 96.9. This is the mid-morning funster. If you would like to participate in this show, which I know you do, it's 0161-248-6767 for the studio. Or you can text on 0797-9038-572. Now, this is taking me back to my little childhood. That's if I did have a childhood. I watched these 5 times on this film.
You're not out of it yet.
I am. Just dropped on his head.